Jennifer, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I have one of the more unique jobs in this city. My job is to analyze and try and predict the outcome of congressional, presidential, and gubernatorial elections.
That sounds like, not only fascinating, but probably pretty easy to do, right?
It looks easier than it is, especially in an election like this, where, at least in the presidential contest, we've just thrown away the playbook on everything we've ever learned about an election, and we're flying blind, which has made it both fun and frustrating at the same time.
Well, you're going to be talking to a group of farm broadcasters here. What do you think about that type of a broadcast audience?
Well, I mean, I think it's an important audience. I mean, it's certainly an audience that Republicans have targeted in the past. President Bush did a lot of that in 2004, and the Kerry campaign bought absolutely no radio time for advertising at all. And I think in the end of the day, they paid for it. So I think the audience is important. They spend a lot of time listening to the radio. The information given to them is critical to exactly how they carry out their day.
So what kinds of things are you going to tell this group?
The mandate I've been given is really to talk mostly about congressional elections and talk a little bit about the bigger picture, what the political environment looks like, what are voters' frame of mind right now, what are they looking for, get into the Senate in a little bit of detail, the House not so much because that is not my specialty. And then I've been asked to limit presidential talk to Q&A, but I could do about an hour on Clinton Obama at this point.
Well, and if you don't mind just sharing some thoughts, I'll ask one here in this interview in terms of the presidential race, and just what do you see as some of the interesting things that people maybe ought to know or don't know?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of interesting things going on. The mere fact that we spent all of last fall wringing our hands about a nomination that was supposed to be over the first week of February, here we are going into May, it's not over. It looks like for the Democrats it's going to go to June. The whole notion of superdelegates and where they're going to go, and do they follow the people's will? Do they do their own thing? We've seen a little bit of both. And really, what happens to this party if superdelegates do decide it? What happens if it goes to August in the convention in Denver? I am not a big believer that that's going to happen. I think that saner minds will prevail and make a decision before then. On the Republican side, I think the most interesting thing is the guy in this race that was widely distrusted by his own party's base won the nomination, which is exactly what John McCain did, and he almost, comparatively speaking to the Democrats, made it look easy.
I agree. I think he did. I think for some of us that seemed pretty surprising, especially if we've met some of these individuals, including Mr. McCain.
Yeah, it's true. One of the things that benefited McCain was his experience, having done this before. But really, there was no generic conservative candidate in this race. There was no Ronald Reagan. He didn't show up. You had the front runners in this race, whether it was Mitt Romney or Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee towards the end, all had some very, very serious flaws. And while a lot of Republicans may not like McCain's positions on things like immigration, right, that's a big one, and they sort of question his sort of maverick status, he did emerge as the consensus strongest candidate. And again, to McCain's credit, since he's secured the nomination, he's really been able to consolidate the Republican base, which might be the most surprising thing of all. He's getting about 90% of the Republican vote today in polls.
Absolutely. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing your presentation here. I want to thank you for being with us. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.